When I became the abbot for the first time in Wat Nanachat, I'd only had 8 years as a bhikkhu, you know, so, and it was actually, I didn't want to do it, actually. I didn't really want to have to be in that position. But there were so many Westerners coming, and there was always conflicts with Westerners and Thai monks, and you obviously needed to meet the demand that Westerners were making on teachings in English. So we established this, and in fact, Joseph was one of the original founders of that. And were you, or you were not one of them? But anyway, this was, and in fact, Joseph was the one that shamed me into going to this place. Because, you know, I remember he said to me one time, he said, you know, Ajahn Chah's talking about us establishing a monastery separate for teaching Westerners. And my first reaction was really negative. Oh, I don't want anything to do with that. And then he said, you're really selfish, aren't you? And I suddenly thought, yes, he is. He's right. I felt ashamed. But then I decided that, you know, I would do this. But then, if you've never been in such a position, you've got the role model of Ajahn Chah. So then, when we first went to Wat Nanachat, it was just a forest. There's nothing in it, and we had to build up the villagers, and they were very good about building things, and it was very primitive. And during that time, I just felt so frustrated because I felt so insecure in the role of having to be in the position of an ajahn or an abbot, or that. And so I was, I suffered a lot from this feeling of just inadequacy. And so then I'd get really down. I'd go up and see Ajahn Chah, and he'd look at me and he'd laugh and he'd say, oh, you thought being abbot was that you're going to just, you know, you get a triangular pillow to lean on, because they have these kind of triangular pillows that ajahns usually have, and you can just sit there and you get first choice of all the food. And he laughed, he was laughing because he could, but it wasn't a kind of ridicule, it was a kind of empathy. You know, because suddenly I started empathizing with him. I saw that he'd had, what he had, you know, how difficult his position is, how it was, you know, and it wasn't, you know, when you're just a junior monk, you look at a great teacher, you think they, you know, you don't know what they've been through or what they have to put up with. You just assume that they're fine, but you aren't. And then I realized he was empathizing with me and I with him. I suddenly understood what it was like to be in his position or be in a position similar.